天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人张小环，弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。在上次的节目中，麦克牧师向大家描绘了天堂的几个特性，比方说天堂是一个没有眼泪没有痛苦的地方，并且我们将会在那里永永远远的敬拜神。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领大家继续探讨有关主导文的讯息。在主导文中，耶稣祷告说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。那神的名究竟有哪些特性呢？我们又应该如何做才能够真正的尊神的名为圣呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起来预备心，领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this program.
很高兴你能够收听这个节目。
We are continuing in the series of messages on the Lord's Prayer.
我们要继续谈主导文这一系列的信息。
And today I'm going to talk to you about the special emphasis on the name.
今天我特别要强调名字这个话题。
Because in biblical culture, names are of utmost importance.
这是因为在圣经时代的文化，名字是非常重要的。
Names are as significant as the person himself.
名字跟这个人本身同样的重要。
Names are not just sentimentality, but are absolute representation and explanation of who you are.
一个人的名字不仅有感情作用，而且必须代表这个人的特性和他人生的意义。
In biblical culture, names always have meanings.
在圣经里的名字往往都具有特别的意义。
That meaning often describes the person's character and the roles that he or she should play in life.
所代表的含义常常用来描述一个人的个性和他在生活中所扮演的角色。
Many times God changed people's names and gave them new names to represent who they are to God.
很多时候神为他的子民改名字，并赐给他们一个新的名字。以表达他们和神的关系。
For example, Abraham became Abraham.
比如说亚伯兰改名叫亚伯拉罕。
It is the same way with God's name.
同样的，神的名字也是如此。
God's name is more than just a title.
神的名字不仅仅是一个称呼而已。
God's name represents all that he is.
神的名字包括了他一切的丰富。
God's name represents his reputation.
他的名字代表了他的声威。
God's name represents his authority.
神的名字代表了他的权柄。
God's name represents his nature.
神的名字代表了他的本质。
God's name represents who he is.
神的名字代表了他是谁。
The ancient Hebrews respected the name of God so much that they decided...Not to write it down.
古代希伯来人很尊重神的名字，甚至他们不把神的名字写出来。
When Moses asked God of his name, God said, My name is I am.
当摩西问到神的名字时，神说，我是自有拥有的。
His name is not I was, for he is not only the God of the past.
他的名字不是我过去曾经存在。因为他不仅仅是过去的神。
His name is not I will, for he is not only the God of the future.
他也不叫我将来会存在，因为他不仅仅是未来的神。
But I am says that I am he who was and is and will be forever.
自有拥有的意思就是我过去存在，现在存在，以后永远存在。
The Lord Jesus Christ himself, in trying to emphasize who he is, told the Jews in John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am.
主耶稣在约翰福音8章58节里对犹太人说到自己的时候，他强调说，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
He was telling them, and he is telling us, that he is the same I am who appeared to Abraham.
他过去怎样告诉犹太人，今天也照样告诉我们，他就是向亚伯拉罕显现的那位自有拥有者。
He is the same I am who appeared to Jacob.
他是那位向雅各显现的自由拥有者。
He is the same I am who appeared to Moses.
他也是那位向摩西显现的自由拥有者。
And now he is appearing in the flesh for all to see.
如今他同样在肉身中向世人显现。
Jesus said, when you pray, pray in like manner. Our Father who is in heaven,Hallowed be your name.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
The first expression in our prayer life is for the name of our God to be hallowed.
我们在祷告的时候，首先要强调的就是尊神的名字为圣。
God's name should be first and foremost in our minds.
神的名字应当在我们心中居首位，被尊崇。
Some of you might not like your name, and you cringe when someone calls your name.
也许我们当中有些人不喜欢自己的名字，甚至当别人叫你的时候，你都会感到难为情。
But not so with God.
但神的名字并非如此。
What is Jesus saying here about the name of the Father?
耶稣在这里所说的天父的名字是什么意思呢？
He is saying that when we pray, we are saying, Father in heaven, may your person.
他是要告诉我们，当我们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿你的位格。
And your identity.
你的身份。
And your character.
你的品格。
And your reputation.
你的威名。
And your very being.
你的本体
be always honored,
永远被尊崇。
Hallowed be thy name will mean nothing to you unless you know the character of God.
如果你不明白神的品格，你就不会明白愿人都尊你的名为圣的含义。
Hallowed be thy name will mean nothing to you unless you are intended to honor and revere his character.
如果你不尊崇敬畏神的品格，你就不会晓得愿人都尊你的名为圣这句话代表了什么。
Hallowed be thy name will mean nothing to you unless you are delighted in his character.
如果你不以神为乐，你就不会明白愿人都尊你的名为圣到底在说些什么。
You can imagine God's character to be a six-sided cube.
神的品格就好像一个有六个面的立方体。
One side, there is purity, holiness, flawlessness.
第一个面彰显神的纯全、圣洁、毫无瑕疵。
On side two, you see an absolute love, compassion, and concern.
第二个面彰显神完全的慈爱、怜悯和关怀。
On side three, you see righteousness, justice,And impeccability.
第三个面彰显神的公义、正直、毫无玷污。
On side four, you see mercy, kindness, and long-suffering.
第四个面彰显神的宽恕、仁慈和长久的忍耐。
On side five, you see honesty, truth, and dependability.
第五个面彰显了神的诚实、纯真和可靠。
On side six, you see faithfulness, understanding, and interest in his children's well-being.
第六个面彰显了神对他儿女的信实、理解和眷顾。
Some want to choose his love, but reject his justice.
有些人喜欢神的慈爱，却否定他的公义。
Some want to accept his compassion and reject his purity.
有些人乐意接受他的怜悯而抗拒他的圣洁。
Some want to believe in justice but not in love.
有些人相信他的公正，却忽略了神的慈爱。
But when you pick and choose, you are not worshiping the God of the Bible.
但是，假如你按照自己的喜好挑三拣四的话，你就不是敬拜圣经里的这位神。
To say, "Hallowed be thy name," is to accept all of who God is.
愿人都尊你的名为圣，就是要接受神的全部品格。
Now the word holy means to be set apart or set aside.
圣洁这个字就是分别出来或者与众不同的意思。
To hallow the name of God is to set him apart for praise and for adoration.
尊神的名为圣，就是要专一的、单纯的赞美和尊崇神。
To hallow the name of God is to set the name apart for one purpose.
尊神的名为圣，就是我们只有一个目的，单独尊崇神的名。
And that purpose is to magnify it and honor it and glorify it.
这个目标就是要让神的名得到尊崇、敬畏和荣耀。
How do we magnify and glorify God?
我们怎样才能彰显荣耀神的名呢？
First, we do it in praise using our hearts and our voices.
首先，用我们的心和声音来赞美他。
Secondly, we do it by giving from our substance.
其次，奉献我们所有的。
Thirdly, we do it by obeying Him in every area of our lives.
第三，在生活的各个方面顺服神的指引。
Fourthly, we do it when we praise God with our voices.
第四，当我们开口赞美他的时候，就荣耀了他的名。
Someone once said, if you want to see the devil get mad, express thanksgiving to God.
有人曾经这样说，假如你想激怒魔鬼，就开口感谢神吧。
Let's look at the three forms of praising God.
赞美神有三种方式。
In words,
用话语。
In giving,
借着奉献。
And in obedience,
并通过顺服。
In fact, the origin of the word adoration comes from applying the back of the hand to the mouth or kissing the back of the hand.
实际上，尊崇这个词儿原本是亲吻手背的意思。
Kissing the back of the hand is a symbol of deep respect and submission.
亲吻手背象征着极其尊重和降服。
Adoration of our Heavenly Father is saying that we recognize your sovereignty over us.
尊崇我们在天上的父，就是说，我们承认神在我们身上的主权。
We surrender to your power and authority over us.
我们在神的能力和权柄下完全的降服。
We seek your dominion over us.
我们愿意在神的管理之下。
We gladly place you first in our lives.
我们乐意把神放在我们生活中的首位。
We freely submit our will to your will.
我们心甘情愿地顺服神的旨意。
That is what praise and adoration is all about.
这就是赞美和敬拜的实质。
The very nature of praise is unselfishness.
赞美的本质就是除掉一切私心杂念。
The very essence of praise is the decentralization of self.
赞美的精髓就是不以自我为中心。
The very heart of praise is the relinquishing of self or preoccupation with self.
赞美的中心点乃是完全的舍己，不再把注意力集中在自己身上。
Relinquishing our preoccupation with self renders us to be spiritually healthy.
只有当我们不再把注意力集中在自己身上时，我们的灵性才可以健壮起来。
Many people find it difficult to give genuine praise and adoration to the living God in all or any one of these three forms.
许多人很难在这三方面给予这位永活的神他应得的赞美和崇敬。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because people are self-centered.
因为人都是以自我为中心的。
We are preoccupied with who we are and not who God is.
我们满脑子都是自我而不是神。
We are more concerned with what people think rather than what God thinks.
我们很在意别人怎么看我们，而不管神怎么想。
When King David got carried away in the praising and the adoring of his Lord, and he even danced before the Lord,
大卫王在神面前忘我的赞美神，甚至手舞足蹈。
His sour and bitter wife, Michal, the daughter of Saul, lambasted him when he got home.
结果招致他那位心中充满苦毒的妻子扫罗的女儿米甲的责难。
She said, "How can you lower yourself before the servants?"
米甲对他说：“你怎能在你的臣仆面前如此卑贱不自重呢？”
David looked at her preoccupation with self-reputation and said, in effect, "There is nothing I would not do in honor of my Lord God."
而大卫对他那位让私欲冲昏了头的妻子说：“只要能遵从我的主，我的神。”任何事我都不惜去做。
Jesus is teaching us to pray, saying, "May your name be honored and glorified in us."
耶稣教导我们祷告说：“愿你的名在我们身上得到尊荣。”
No wonder the psalmist said that God inhabits the praises of His people.
难怪诗篇的作者说：“神以他子民的赞美为居所。”
If you do not go to worship with the attitude of praise and adoration of God, you will walk out of there the same way you went in.
假如你不是带着一颗赞美崇敬的心来敬拜神的话，你的生命就得不到造就。
I would like to tell you a few things about the power of praise.
我要告诉你赞美所发出的力量是怎样的。
Paul and Silas were arrested and were thrown into prison in Philippi.
保罗和希拉曾经在腓立比被捕入狱。
After they were beaten and they were bleeding with their feet in the stocks, they were singing praises to God.
他们被鞭打得遍体鳞伤，手脚都上了木狗。在这种时候，他们唱诗赞美神。
In direct response to their praise and adoration of the name of God, an earthquake shook the entire city.
因着他们赞美尊崇神的名，大地都震动了。震撼了整座城。
It tore the prison gate wide open, and the prison warden got converted to Christ.
震开了监狱的门，甚至连狱卒也悔改信了耶稣。
What did praise do?
那么，到底赞美起了什么作用呢？
Praise shook the ground.
赞美可以使地震动。
Praise opened the prison door and brought about salvation to the lost.
赞美可以打开监狱的门，把救恩带给失丧的灵魂。
Let me give you another example.
我来给你举另外一个例子。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20,
在历代志下20章。
When Jehoshaphat was forced to face the Syrian army,
当约沙法王被迫迎战叙利亚军队的时候，
There was no way for him to defeat the Assyrians.
他毫无力量战胜敌人。
He sent the priests ahead of the army.
于是他派祭司走在军队的最前面。
What were the priests doing in the war?
在战场上，祭司能做什么呢？
They were singing praises to the name of the Lord.
他们歌唱赞美主的名字。
What were the results?
结果又怎么样呢？
185,000 enemy soldiers were defeated without even firing a shot.
不费一枪一弹。185,000个敌人全军覆没。
When Moses got out of Egypt with nearly 2 million complainers and murmurers, they were facing the Amalekites.
当摩西带领将近200,000好发怨言的百姓离开埃及的时候，他们面临着亚玛力人。
Moses went to the mountaintop and lifted up his rod, which is a posture of praise.
摩西走到山上，举起杖来赞美神。
As long as his arms were up, God's people had victory.
每当他向神举手，以色列人就打胜仗。
When his hands were down, they were defeated.
而当他把手放下来，他们就吃败仗。
So Aaron and Hur had to hold his arms up until victory was complete.
所以亚伦和户尔就扶着他的手，直到以色列军队取得彻底的胜利。
Praising the name of the Lord speaks victory to your situation.
赞美主的名就是宣告胜利。
Psalm 22 verse 3 tells us that God indwells the praises of his people.
诗篇22篇3节告诉我们，神是用他的百姓以色列的赞美为宝座，为居所的。
Are you a praising person?
你是不是一个会赞美的人呢？
Do you praise with your lips?
你是否用你的嘴唇来赞美神呢？
Do you praise with giving of your money back to God?
你是否以奉献你的金钱来赞美神呢？
Do you praise with your conduct?
你是否以你的行动来赞美神呢？
When Isaiah was privileged to peer into the very presence of God in heaven, he heard them sing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
当以赛亚有幸看见天上的异象时，他听到天上的众军高唱着，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Today we hear people who take the name of the Lord in vain.
今天我们常常听到人们妄称主的名。
We hear people who degrade and defile the name of our Lord.
我们也常常听到人们羞辱、亵渎主的名。
God's character is ridiculed.
他们嘲笑神的品格。
But do you know why people use the name of the Lord in such blasphemous way?
你知道为什么人们常常用这种方式来亵渎神的名字吗？
Because his holiness, purity, and righteousness make the unregenerate heart uncomfortable.
因为神的圣洁、纯全和公义让那些顽固不肯悔改的人坐立不安。
Because his righteousness and goodness invoke either reverence and awe or hostility and anger.
因为他的公义和善良，若不是激发人们的敬畏之心，就会招致人们对他的仇恨和怒气。
This is why praise, not only in words, but in giving and in obedience, is power in your life.
所以我们借着开口赞美、奉献和顺服，就能获得生命的能力。
I can bring honor and praise to the name of God by how I conduct my life.
借着我日常生活里的言行举止，就可以赞美并尊崇神的名。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
You must recognize each day that God's reputation is resting on you.
你必须认识到神的名是否得到荣耀和你每天的生活有关。
God's reputation is either going to get credited or be discredited by the way you speak and deal with people.
当你与人相处的时候，你的言行举止将会决定神的名是得到荣耀亦或受羞辱。
You realize how you can bring praise to his name?
你明白吗？你怎样才能赞美神的名呢？
Some Christians live their lives as if it is a burden.
有些基督徒把生活看成一种重担。
Or they try to keep it as a secret.
或者他们不敢承认自己是基督徒。
They are reluctant to speak of him.
他们不愿意在人前为神做见证。
Why?
为什么呢？
Lest they get accused of being unbalanced religious fanatics.
因为他们害怕别人说他们是失去理智的宗教狂。
Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Teenagers often act with ingratitude or lack of appreciation, and that hurts the parents.
青少年常常因为不懂父母养育之恩而伤了父母的心。
Yet parents know how wonderful it is when children express delight and love and gratitude toward their parents in public.
然而父母明白，要是孩子能够在大庭广众之下向父母表达爱和感激，那是多么美妙的一件事。
Parents want to do even more for their children because of their attitude of gratitude.
父母会因着孩子的懂事而加倍地疼爱他们。
Grateful children become sheer delight to their parents.
懂事的孩子就成为他们父母的快乐。
The same principle applies in our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
同样，我们和天上的父之间也是如此。
To honor and uplift His great name produces an immediate response of love and His great heart.
尊崇高举他的名会让我们的天父更加疼爱我们。
To praise him with your heart and lips.
用你的心和嘴唇来赞美他吧。
To praise him with your giving.
用你奉献的供物来称谢他吧。
To praise him with your obedience.
用你的顺服来荣耀他吧。
Is a sheer delight to the heart of God.
这是全然美丽讨神喜悦的。
The more we are lost in adoration of our God, the more we are blessed and overwhelmed with his loving response toward us.
我们越是投身在对神的尊崇当中，我们就越发得到神的赐福和无限的爱。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
我亲爱的朋友，让我来问你。
Do you feel that heaven is like brass and you only hear the echoes of your prayers?
你是否觉得天就像一大块铜牌，你只能听到自己祷告的回音呢？
Do you feel that God is not responding to you?
你是否认为神不理会你的祷告呢？
Try praise.
试着来赞美他吧。
And not just once, but develop the life of praise.
不仅是一次，而是一生的赞美。
All the time, every day, bless the name of Jesus Christ the Lord.
每一天，每一刻都要赞美主耶稣基督的名字。
Then feel the delight of the Lord toward you.
然后就尽情享受神赐给你的喜乐。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目时间再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的讲道和安详的翻译。夏环相信，从今天的讯息中，大家一定对神有了更深一步的了解和认识。那就让我们时时刻刻，无论是在人生的低谷或者是喜乐的时候，能够张开双臂，打开心门，大声地来赞美神。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里。我们明天再会。We'll be right back.